Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mario. This is Zion again. Is now a better time?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, let me just introduce myself and tell you a little, give you a little gist of what we were talking about the other day. So, as I said, my name is Zion. I am from Local Splash. We are a digital marketing data service provider to Google, Facebook, and Bing. And I just wanted to speak with you about listing your company on the first page of Google for your services there. And as you told me last Friday, that you have been in business for more than 20 years now, right?
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Why do you want me to be on the first page of Google, and why am I getting around 10 to 15 calls from different people and emails to get me on the first page of Google when, I mean, not just you, but everybody else is just like desperate to get me on the first page of Google. And I never had anybody give a damn about it. And now everybody wants Mario to be on the first page of Google. Like, what's going on? They probably want me. I know that it's going to be around $1,000 when it's all done. I'm sure of that. But
not really, no. It's nowhere close to that. Well, okay. So it might be with some other companies, but over here it's nowhere close to that. That I can tell you. So I'm sure you get a lot of these calls, but the reason why you're getting so many calls is because when I search for Kitchens by Mario or MarioBuilds.com, you have a really great reputation in Roswell, Georgia, and no bad reviews whatsoever. I couldn't find one. So, and the only problem I personally saw, I'm sure other companies as well, that you didn't have any online presence. And as we talked about last Friday, your Google listing shows that your company is temporarily closed. It's not getting anything, because whenever somebody searches for any of the services you provide, it doesn't even show up because it needs some fixing.
Yeah, so who closed my account? I never told them to do it. I mean, like, why does Google feel like it's okay to go ahead and close my account? Or is it somebody who's just trying to scam me?
I'm not sure. You can go ahead and check it out because right now it shows your company is closed, not your Google listing, but it shows that your company is temporarily closed, right? As we talked about on Friday, you told me it's not. That's why we're continuing this call. If it was closed, why wouldn't we call you?
So who does that? I mean, somebody's doing it.
Well, okay. So anyone can actually suggest an edit on Google, and Google then does its investigation, and if it's a lot of more customer, or maybe you had somebody else manage your Google listing. Did anyone else ever manage your listings, or do you do it yourself?
Well, my brother-in-law runs my Google listing and my webpage, and so he's always done that. So there's nothing new.
Okay, so did you stop working? Because it's usually when you stop working with companies who actually provide this service, they actually, when you stop working with them, they put the whole company on closed in their records, and it also appears on Google as well. But with us, we don't do that. But even if you stop working with us, your company stays opened as if you're open, and we can definitely continue. So what I want you to do today, and what I'm here for, what I'm giving you a call back for, is I want you to go ahead and check out why exactly you're getting these calls and what is in it for you, okay? What the program comes with and how we can actually help you out. So you've been using Yelp, and did you ever try using any other directory as well?
I'm sorry, what directory?
You have used Yelp, I believe, yes?
Yeah, Yelp. They're horrible.
I'm sure.
the last conversation I had with Yelp is they acted like, that's your problem. Everything that's on Yelp is that we can do whatever we want with your listing. And, you know, basically I said, okay, well, you know what? You're done. I'm not doing anything with you guys. I mean, their attitude is we control you and you don't tell us anything. And that's basically what happened. And they did. They acted like they did whatever. And they said that if I put pictures on their website, that was their property, not mine. So they could do whatever they want. So that did happen.
That's the first time I'm hearing something like this. Well, it's definitely not, shouldn't be that way. But when you put yourself on Google instead of some listing, because nowadays, you and me, we go ahead and search on Google when we need a service. Like, so, for example, if you need a plumber, you're gonna go on Google and search for plumbers near me, or plumbers, in your case, you're gonna search plumbers near Roswell, and you're gonna get companies, you get a map in the middle of the page, there'll be companies that service that area on the left side of it. So you're gonna choose from them, and then if you don't find somebody over there, then you can go ahead and try on directory listings. But directory listings is not the first point of contact for your potential customers. So that's why we've been giving you a call, because we recently had a first page position become available for Roswell, Georgia area, and we're just calling through that area to fill that position. Right. And
right.
I noticed we talked on Friday, so I just wanted me to give you a call back, and I just wanted to make sure now is a good time so we can actually show you how it works, and then you can definitely decide whatever comes your way, okay? Because I'm sure you're going to love what we have to offer. We've had a very bad experience with Yelp, and a lot of our customers who came to us came from these companies, Yelp, HomeAdvisor, Angie's, and they had the same reviews. And now, since they've been on Google, on the top first page of Google, they have been getting so many calls they can't even handle it. But what they found out later on is it's not to actually overwhelm them. What they figured out is they could actually pick and choose and cherry pick the business they wanted to do. That way they can actually increase their profit margins, right? So I'm going to go ahead and show you what it looks like. And by the end of the call, I'm sure you're going to know much better about the whole thing, much better than me myself. I'm going to go ahead and quickly bring in Joey, who's the regional pricing director for Georgia. I'm going to quickly show you how it looks like, the pricings and everything. And trust me, the pricing you think you have in mind, it's not nowhere close to that. And since we are running a holiday special, we're going to give you something a little extra. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in Joey, and he's going to let you know what the program comes with and all the pricing and everything, okay? It's going to be really quick for you.
Okay. I'm driving my car, so I'm not able to look at, you know, anything. I got a half-hour drive to go to my house. Is that okay?
Yes, you have your phone on a speakerphone, right? Or a Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Oh, that's totally fine. I'm going to go ahead and quickly bring over Joey, okay?
Okay.
All right, appreciate it, Mario. Give me a second.
Hey, thank you for holding. Mario?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going
what's
on,
up?
Mario? How you doing? My name is Joey from one of the pricing directors. How's your